Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Now,
but angry.
Angry, yes. I can vouch for that one as well. Now, for those who haven't heard of this group, what sort of ideas regarding rape and other treatments towards women are they advocating?
Well, they're advocating basically raping women, that it's their will and their entitlement to force upon women to have what they want, which is sex and And at the same time, I find it hypocritical because on one hand, they're claiming they're these great alpha males, you know, the Lotharios of the world where women are falling at their feet. On the other, they're advocating for rape. So which is it, guys? You know, come on. It's laughable on some level if it wasn't so disturbing at the same time.
I did read that. That's a good point, actually. I hadn't thought of that. I did read earlier that another thing they had was they believe that women are biologically programmed or something to follow their orders. And I did think to myself that if anybody of any gender tells me I'm biologically programmed to follow their orders, they are probably going to end up with a foot somewhere undesirable.
Exactly. And also, if we were biologically programmed to follow their orders, well, we would be following their orders and we're not. So joke's on you guys, really.
Now, just to play devil's advocate for a minute, I guess, what are the reasons why some of these men follow groups like Rouge V's?
I think because they feed into a long, cultural sort of problem that we have about the way we treat women, and that includes all women, I should point out, that men are entitled to women and that we're supposed to smile, we're supposed to do whatever they feel like. And it's not just in the dating and relationships, it's in the workplace, it's on the street. We've got street harassment is a huge problem for women. Many people have it. And it all boils down to toxic masculinity. These men think that they're entitled to women and therefore at whatever means necessary to get it, which is just abhorrent.
Now, there are calls to get Immigration Minister Peter Dutton to ban Rouge V and the rest of his group from entering Australia. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm opposed to that personally, and I know a lot of feminists agree with me on that level. I believe that if they wish to come here and spread their crap, then we're going to be here to greet them and run them out of town. Again, Dutton and even Morrison before him, like the Julian Blanc and the Jeff Allen thing, they cancelled these visas after we actually got hotels to, cancel their bookings and that kind of thing. So, frankly, I see it as a political stunt for them to claim credit. I also am rather disturbed by this because it means then where's my right to a freedom of assembly if I want to go and make a protest out in those places? I also find it disturbing to call on the police to do this as well when you consider that many women and groups of women have real problems with the police force. So why would I be going to turn to them? We've had threats when we did the Julian Blanc thing and we had names, we had screenshots, we kept out the police. They did nothing. So I find it kind of laughable and a waste of police resources to use it on this kind of thing when, us going down there to greet them and, contact businesses which would have their bookings has been an extremely effective method of direct action on these sorts of groups. They've in fact turned tail and ran out of the country.
I do have to agree with you there, but just hypothetically, if the ban was put in place, what sort of message do you think this would send? Because I suppose in some way, wouldn't this just give them extra attention?
On some level, I think so too. We've also got to remember that we've got plenty of homegrown local misogynists out there, including the minister himself. I mean, it's laughable when you look at this country. They love to slap on their little white ribbons, including NRL and AFL teams, slap on their white ribbon as some sort of like, oh, well, we're serious about violence against women. But time after time, it's been proven that we aren't and they aren't. And we've got plenty of local pests to deal with. And I use the term pests lightly. I think they're abhorrent, frankly.
And just as you were mentioning there, do you believe this is the only group of its kind? Or why is this one in particular making so many headlines?
Oh, because, they see other guys in their infamy and they want their little taste of it themselves. It's a bit like whack-a-mole, really. You get rid of one of them, another one pops up. I'm sure there's plenty of other sort of, MRA, men's rights activist types and misogynists out there as well. They're all seeing the attention that these other groups get, so they want more.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries, Tess. See you.